Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Centre moves Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 for introduction in Lok Sabha. Opposition parties raise objections over the bill. India and New Zealand sign customs cooperation arrangement to ease trade between the two countries. RBI keeps repo rate unchanged at 6.5% for ninth time in a row, retains GDP growth rate projection at 7.2% for current financial year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit landslide hit areas of Kannur and Wayanad districts in Kerala on Saturday. Nobel laureate Professor Muhammad Yunus to take oath as head of interim government in Bangladesh tonight. And in Paris Olympics, wrestler Vinesh Phogat announces retirement after disqualification. Indian men's hockey team to take on Spain for bronze medal this evening. And now the news in detail. The Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 is being introduced in the Lok Sabha. Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has moved the bill for introduction in the lower house to further amend the Waqf Act 1995. The bill seeks to address issues related to the powers and functioning of the state Waqf boards as well as registration and survey of Waqf properties.
Sir, with your permission, I rise to move for leave to introduce the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024.
Opposing the introduction of the bill, Congress, TMC, Samajwadi Party, DMK, NCP, SP, Left and others termed it as against the constitution and freedom of religion. Congress MP KC Venugopal objected to the introduction of the bill, alleging that it is draconian and an attack on the federal structure of the country. Samajwadi Party leader Habibullah also opposed the bill, saying Waqf is a religious matter and this legislation is an interference in the religious practice. Sudeep Bandyopadhyay of TMC termed this legislature unconstitutional and against the federal structure. DMK MP Kanimuri Karunanidhi also opposed the legislation. She alleged that the government is blatantly going against the constitution, federalism and minorities. NCP Sharad Pawar MP Supriya Sule demanded the withdrawal of the bill or sending it to the standing committee for further scrutiny. On the other hand, senior JDU leader and union minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh alias Lalan Singh rejected the allegations that this bill is against a particular community. He said Waqf Board is an institution set up through the Act and this legislation has been brought to bring transparency in it. He underlined that Waqf Board is not a place for worshipping and allegation of interfering in the matter of faith does not arise. Labour and Employment Minister Mansukh Mandaviya has said that the government is running 15 schemes which are dedicated for employment generation. Replying to supplementaries during the question hour in Rajya Sabha, Mr. Mandaviya said the government is running several schemes for employment generation and as a result, the employment rate has decreased from 6% to 3.2% now. He said that 1 crore 21 lakh people got employment under the Pradhan Mantri Rozgar Protsahan Yojana since the launch of the scheme in 2016.
इकोनॉमिक ग्रो करेगी मतलब देश में रोजगारी का सर्जन हो रहा है आज 2017 से भारत सरकार ने एक रोबस्ट मैकेनिज्म तय करा है जिसमें हम हर साल में एक बार डेटा क्रिएट करते हैं 6 महीने में बाद में हर महीने में कितने लोगों को जॉब मिला कितने लोगों के लिए जॉब अपॉर्चुनिटी ओपन हुई ये हम क्रिएट करेंगे अनएम्प्लॉयमेंट डाउन हुआ 3.2% हुआ है जाके देख ले और मैकेनिज्म भी देख ले इसलिए भ्रमित होने की कोई आवश्यकता
The government has provided tap water connections to over 77% rural households across the country under the Jal Jeevan Mission. Replying to supplementaries during the question hour in Lok Sabha, Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil said Narendra Modi government has started this scheme in 2019 and 15 crore households have been provided tap water connection so far. Mr. Patil said, according to a study, clean and safe drinking water provided to households have saved over 8 lakh crore rupees by eliminating diseases.
आरोग्य की दृष्टि से भी देखेंगे तो करीब 8 लाख करोड़ की बचत इसमें हुई है, योजना के कारण हुई है, भी WHO का रिपोर्ट है। तो इस रिपोर्ट के आधार पर भी कह सकता हूं योजना अत्यंत आवश्यक थी और 15 करोड़ घरों में पहुंचा है। तो बाकी का भी जो काम राज्यों के द्वारा आगे बढ़ रहा है उसके अंदर सपोर्ट में है और जल्दी से करेंगे।
The opposition parties today staged a walkout from the Rajya Sabha over the issue of disqualification of the Indian wrestler Vinesh Phogat from the Paris Olympics. When the House met this morning, Leader of Opposition Mallikarjun Kharge tried to raise the issue, which was disallowed. Later, members from Congress, TMC, DMK, RJD and others walked out from the upper house. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar said the entire country, including President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and he himself is in pain over the disqualification of Vinesh Phogat, and politicizing it is a disrespect to the wrestler. The chairman added the Haryana government has already announced that she will be provided all kinds of assistance like a medal winner. Leader of the House and Union Minister JP Nadda also condemned the conduct of the opposition. He asserted that the entire nation is behind Vinesh Phogat. Mr. Nadda alleged that the opposition lacks issues to raise against the government.
मुझे लगता है कि शायद विपक्ष विषय विहीन हो चुका है. The opposition does not have any solid issue which they want to discuss, for which the ruling party is ready for discussion on all forums and on the forum of Rajya Sabha. लेकिन जब सारा देश इस विनेश के साथ खड़ा है और जो भी platforms थे और हैं उन सारे पर redressal का प्रयास भारत की सरकार और खेल मंत्रालय और ओलंपिक एसोसिएशन के हमारे नुमाइंदों ने किया है.
The members of parliament from the opposition parties today protested outside the parliament over the price rise of onions and potatoes. The MPs also demanded to provide legal guarantee of MSP to the farmers for their produce. Shiv Sena UBT MP Priyanka Chaturvedi, Trinamool Congress MP Derek O'Brien, RJD MP Manoj Kumar Jha, Congress MP Pramod Tiwari and NCP Sharad Pawar MP Supriya Sule, among others, took part in the protest. President Draupadi Murmu held bilateral talks with Prime Minister Christopher Luxon and Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Affairs Minister Winston Peters at the Government House in Wellington today. Discussions were held on a wide range of issues, including customs cooperation, traditional medicine and renewable energy. Our correspondent covering the visit has filed this report.
The bilateral engagements between President Draupadi Murmu and leaders of New Zealand ended on a positive note, with India and New Zealand signing the bilateral customs cooperation agreement, which is expected to ease trade between the two countries. New Zealand also ratified the International Solar Alliance, paving way for enhanced opportunities for joint research and development in this field. Both the countries also agreed to exchange the best practices in the field of traditional medicine through the Global Center for Traditional Medicine in Jamnagar. India and New Zealand acknowledged the progress in bilateral relations and deliberated upon ways of exchanging cooperation in several fields. Sri Sai for Akashwani News, Wellington.
The Reserve Bank of India today decided to keep the policy rate unchanged for the 9th time in a row. The rate increase cycle was paused in April last year after 6 consecutive rate hikes aggregating to 250 basis points since May 2022. Announcing the third bi-monthly monetary policy for the current financial year, RBI Governor Shaktikant Das said the Monetary Policy Committee has decided to keep the repo rate unchanged at 6.5%.
Ensuring price stability eventually results and supports a period of sustained growth. Without price stability, high growth cannot be sustained. So therefore, especially in a situation where our GDP growth is holding up well, we have decided to focus on inflation and ensure price stability, mainly to support growth.
Consequently, the standing deposit facility rate remains at 6.25% and the marginal standing facility rate and the bank rate at 6.75%. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi scheduled to visit the landslide-ravaged Wayanad on Saturday. Preparations are underway in Kannur and Wayanad for the visit. Security meetings were held in Kannur and Wayanad today ahead of the visit. The Prime Minister is likely to conduct an aerial survey of the landslide-affected area of Wayanad. Meanwhile, about 500 army personnel drawn from the army units in Kerala and Karnataka have decided to return from Wayanad. A small team to strengthen the new newly constructed Bailey Bridge and the helicopter search team will remain in Wayanad for a few more days. The armed forces were given a warm send-off at the district collectorate this afternoon. State ministers P.A. Mohammad Riaz and A.K. Sansidharan were among those who were present. Army personnel expressed gratitude for the support of the local people extended to them for the search and rescue operation, which went on for the past 9 days. Wrestler Vinesh Phogat announced her retirement today, a day after she was disqualified from the wrestling final at the 2024 Olympics in Paris. In a social media post, she announced her retirement. Vinesh was disqualified from the gold medal match of the 50kg women's wrestling for being overweight by 100 grams. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh met double Olympic medalist and the Indian shooter Manu Bhakkar today. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said, Manu Bhakkar has scripted history at the Paris Olympics by winning two bronze medals for the country. He added that every Indian is elated by her incredible performance. The minister wished for her future endeavours. Now here is a look at today's events at the ongoing Summer Olympics in Paris.
Today, Indian golfers Aditi Ashok and Deeksha Dagar are playing in the second round of women's individual stroke play. Deeksha has already teed off and made a strong start. Aditi is part of a later group. In athletics, all eyes will be on Neeraj Chopra, who will defend his gold medal in the men's javelin final at 8:25 p.m. local time, having qualified for the final with the best throw in the field. In the morning, national record holder Jyoti Yaraji will strive for redemption in the 100-meter hurdles repechage. Another big medal prospect is the men's hockey team coming off a narrow semi-final loss to Germany. They will be playing in the bronze medal match against Spain. Meanwhile, the wrestling mats have been the center of attention for Indians yesterday. Today, Aman and Anshu will be taking part in the 57kg pre-quarterfinals of the men's and women's freestyle events respectively, hoping to bring India their first medals at Paris from the sport. This is Shaurya Chaudhary reporting from Paris for Akashvani.
On to some international news. In Bangladesh, the interim government headed by Nobel laureate Professor Mohammad Yunus will take oath tonight. Army Chief General Waqar-uz-Zaman said this yesterday in a media address. General Waqar hoped that the situation in the country will be normal within 3 to 4 days. He said those who were involved in the crimes committed over the past few days will not be spared and legal action would be taken against them. Saudi Arabia has publicly denounced the assassination of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran, calling it a blatant violation of Iran's sovereignty. This marks the first official reaction from Saudi Arabia, a major regional power and Iran's rival, to the incident that occurred on 31st of July.
The statement was made by Saudi Deputy Foreign Minister Walid Al-Qureji during an extraordinary meeting of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, a 57 bloc of Muslim-majority countries. Al-Qureji emphasized Saudi Arabia's rejection of any violation of the sovereignty of states or interference in the internal affairs of any country. A statement was also issued by the OIC, holding Israel, described as illegal occupying power, fully responsible for the heinous attack. OIC is being chaired by the Gambia this year. Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
Britain and Egypt have asked their airlines to avoid Iranian and Lebanese airspace amid growing fears of a possible broader conflict in the region after the killing of senior members of militant groups Hamas and Hezbollah. Britain's advisory to its airlines to avoid Lebanon's airspace came hours after Egypt instructed all of its airlines to avoid Iran's airspace early this morning. Many airlines globally are revisiting their schedules to avoid Iranian and Lebanese airspace while also calling off flights to Israel and Lebanon. In United Kingdom, thousands of people took to the streets across the country to counter far-right demonstrations after days of unrest following Southport stabbing. A large number of people swarmed streets against far-right demonstrations in cities and towns like London, Bristol, Brighton, Birmingham, Liverpool, Hastings and Walthamstow. Meanwhile, the British government has deployed heavy police force to maintain order and counter far-right demonstrations in the country. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Centre moves Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 for introduction in Lok Sabha. Opposition parties raise objections over the bill. India and New Zealand sign customs cooperation arrangement to ease trade between the two countries. RBI keeps repo rate unchanged at 6.5% for 9th time in a row, retains GDP growth rate projection at 7.2% for current financial year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit landslide-hit areas of Kannur and Wayanad districts in Kerala on Saturday. Nobel laureate Professor Muhammad Yunus to take oath as head of interim government in Bangladesh tonight. And in Paris Olympics, wrestler Vinesh Phogat announces retirement after disqualification. Indian men's hockey team to take on Spain for bronze medal this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.